Karl Rove, the president's top advisor, says he's still confident that Republicans can maintain control of Congress. But the struggle has him campaigning in what were once thought to be safe districts for the GOP. This weekend, Rove traveled to Buffalo to raise money for Tom Reynolds, a Republican leader in the House who's been hit hard by the Foley email scandal. NPR's Robert Smith reports from Buffalo, New York.
As the chair of the Republican Congressional Committee, Reynolds was supposed to be helping other candidates get elected this season. Now he's the one that needs a life preserver. Rove's mission in Buffalo this weekend was to tell a crowd of GOP bigwigs not to give up on their congressmen or their party.
And I know that when the story of this election is told, Tom Reynolds' leadership is going to be a big reason why the Republicans are going to keep the majority in the U.S. House of Representatives.
But it's not going to be easy. Reynolds started to lose his tight grip on his suburban district after he admitted that he knew about some of Mark Foley's questionable emails as early as last spring. He says he simply reported it to the Speaker of the House and didn't follow up on it. The scandal seems to have demoralized some Republicans in the district, and Rove tried to rally the faithful with the scariest thing he could imagine, Democrat Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House.
And if leading Democrats had their way, our nation would be weaker and the enemies of our nation would be stronger. And that's a stark fact, and it's a reason that this fall election will turn very heavily on national security.
But if Tom Reynolds wins his re-election bid, it probably won't be on national security issues. Reynolds' campaign is being helped by an October surprise that even Rove couldn't engineer.
Right now on 7 News, we are breaking all kinds of weather records as a freak fall storm cripples the Metro Buffalo area and many of the surrounding suburbs.
10 days ago, Reynolds' congressional district got buried under 2 feet of snow, and the Foley scandal got pushed off the front pages. Reynolds all of a sudden went from apologizing on his TV ads.
Looking back, more should have been done, and for that, I am sorry.
To televised press conferences where he showed off how much federal relief he could get for his district.
The White House calling me today to inform me that the federal emergency declaration would be forthcoming today, which we qualified for due to the record-setting snow.
Sean Kelly, a political science professor at Niagara University, says Reynolds was suddenly back on familiar ground.
He's back to playing the ultimate member of Congress, that when a crisis comes along in the district, that they're going to be there to help us out. This is what we expect from them.
Meanwhile, Reynolds' Democratic opponent, industrialist Jack Davis, hasn't done much campaigning since the storm. As a self-made millionaire, he prefers to just buy ads, including one that tries to keep the Foley scandal in front of voters.
Reynolds says he did nothing wrong. But when it comes to protecting kids, isn't it wrong to do nothing? Tom Reynolds, wrong on all accounts.
The Davis campaign also released a statement teasing Reynolds for needing the help of Washington insiders like Karl Rove to, quote, save his bacon. But Professor Kelly says Democrats in Buffalo may have just as much to gain as Republicans by the Rove visit.
He's the president's man, and the president is unpopular in Reynolds' district, and that's part of what's hurting him.
And thank you for coming tonight. Appreciate it.
After Rove's speech, the top Republicans in Buffalo emerged onto a downtown street with their marching orders to re-energize conservatives. Emilio Koliakovo says that's going to mean a lot of phone calls and organizing in the next 16 days.
Republicans are good at grassroots politics, and that means getting out your vote, whether it's the Christian right, whether it's your conservative base. That's the secret weapon.
Jessica Smith Overholtz, a party leader from Lancaster, New York, says it also means that Republicans shouldn't dwell on recent setbacks.
You can't get bogged down in yesterday's story, yesterday's scandal, yesterday whatever. You just need to stick to your message and keep plowing forward, because voters will listen to you day by day by day.
And if that doesn't work, at least in Buffalo, there's always the chance of more snow. Robert Smith, NPR News.